Tonight's subject is going to be on the call of God. It's something that I've always thought was very interesting, and there are some warnings that go with that subject matter, and we're going to cover those tonight. There are some interesting statements that God makes in the Old Testament that we can learn from. And so first let's go to Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah chapter 45, and this is one of the statements that God made a long time ago. We covered this in the Sunday morning class, but I want to reiterate it again because I think it's very profound in one sense. So in Isaiah 45, verses 22 and 23, this is God speaking. He says, "I have sworn by myself, the word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back, that to me every knee will bow, every tongue will swear allegiance." And I forgot to read verse 22, so let me back up. "Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other God. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back, that to me every knee will bow, every tongue will swear allegiance." Now at the time when this was written in history, we had the chosen people. The Gentiles were excluded. And as we know, the chosen people were always stumbling. But God makes this statement, which later was recorded, same statement, recorded in the Septuagint, which was the Greek rendition of the Hebrew text, and many people were reading the Septuagint. So this particular passage was familiar with not only the Jews, but many people who were Gentiles. And he very clearly states, because the Jews thought that they were the only chosen people, that God is saying that my message goes out to the ends of the earth. Be saved, everyone. And so it gives indication of what God's eternal plan was. The other thing that's interesting is where he made the oath to himself that every knee will bow. This is something that obviously is very important to God. Every knee will bow and every tongue will swear allegiance. And so God made this call, so to speak, and he's telling people, turn to me. Now, most people didn't, but nonetheless, God called and said, turn to me. In Revelations chapter 19, Revelation, singular, Revelation chapter 19, in verse 9, it says, "And he said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are true words of God." God has called us. God has invited us to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Unfortunately, people don't take this invitation seriously. Some people. Others do. But we are invited. 2 Thessalonians, or in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, let's look at verses 13 and 14. Starting in verse 13, "But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation, through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. And it was for this he called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so from the very beginning, God had planned for there to be Christians. And that call was planned. He was going to call. But why don't people respond? Why don't all people listen? Let's look at Jeremiah. Going back again to the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 35, in verse 15. Also, that's Jeremiah 35, verse 15. It says, "Also, I have sent to you all my servants, the prophets, sending them again and again, saying, turn now every man from his evil way and amend your deeds, and do not go after other gods to worship them. Then you shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your forefathers, but you have not inclined your ear or listened to me." God over and over and over again sent out that call to his chosen people, and yet they refused to listen. They refused to incline their ear. There is a problem with that in God's eyes, and there will be problems that come to the individuals who do this. If we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 12, in verse 48, John chapter 12, verse 48, he says, "He who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has one who judges him. The word I spoke is what will judge him at the last day." There's going to be a last day. And on that last day, Jesus is going to return. Jesus is God, and there's going to be judgment. And anyone who rejected his sayings, since he called everyone to be saved, is going to be dealt with on that day. And those, we know the story there, those who rejected his sayings are not going to end up in a favorable place. In Hebrews, Hebrew chapter 2, we are issued this warning by his calling, or about his calling. Hebrews chapter 2, starting in verse 1. It says, "For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard." So God's message to mankind is, I've called you. Now pay closer attention, because if you don't pay adequate attention, you're likely to drift away. And we saw this in the Hebrew nation. We saw this with the chosen people of the Old Testament. They were always going astray. And what does that tell you? It tells you they weren't paying close attention. If we go to chapter 12 of Hebrews, chapter 12 of Hebrews and verse 25, God says, "See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if those did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less shall we escape who turn away from him who warns from heaven." Back in the old days when the Jews first came out of Egypt, Moses warned them to obey all the commandments, and what did they do? They immediately made an idol when he was gone for a little while. And this verse is telling us that if they didn't escape from him who warned on earth, how much more severe is this going to be by him who warns from heaven, meaning God. In Isaiah, going back to Isaiah chapter 66, Isaiah 66, and we'll be looking at verse 4. "So, I will choose their punishments, and I will bring on them what they dread, because I called, but no one answered. I spoke, but they did not listen. and they did evil in my sight, and chose that in which I did not delight. You know, if you stop and think about it, actually God calls us every Lord's Day. Every Lord's Day somebody stands in this pulpit and delivers a message from God. And God calls us to repentance, and God calls us to be faithful to His commandments. However, in the past, people didn't listen. They just ignored what God said. And God said, I'll choose their punishment. That's the end result of refusing God's call. Let's go back into the New Testament. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we will start, and you find the beginning of a sentence here, maybe verse 8, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. And it says, and then that lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. Now this is, I'm going to stop for a moment. This is something that's going to happen right before Jesus comes back. This condition is going to be in effect when Jesus comes back, and he's going to put an end to it. He says, and then that lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. That is, the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. And for this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they might believe what is false. When God calls people, or when God does call people, when God speaks to people, he expects them to respond in an appropriate fashion. But if they don't, he may allow them to be turned over to deception. And then the end result of that is being lost. He mentions here that the reason this happened is because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. It's not just a matter of hearing the truth. It's a matter of loving what you hear and understanding it and responding to it. If you don't, there could be deceit or delusion in the future. Let's look at a verse in Proverbs. One verse kind of sums it up. It's Proverbs 29. And verse 1. He says, a man who hardens his neck after much reproof will suddenly be broken beyond remedy. That's pretty harsh. When God calls, we don't want to harden our neck and follow the example that the Jews did in the Old Testament. We want to say, like the examples in the Scriptures say, yes, Lord, here I am. God speaks to us through His Scriptures. And He speaks to us every time we assemble here. It's good to listen and understand. In Matthew chapter 22, Matthew chapter 22, let's look at verses 3 through 7. And this is about the parable of the marriage feast. Starting in verse 3, and he sent out his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding feast, and they were unwilling to come. Again, he sent out other slaves, saying, tell those who have been invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fattened livestock, all butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. But they paid no attention and went their way, one to his own farm, another to his own business. And the rest seized his slaves and mistreated them and killed them. But the king was enraged and sent his army and destroyed those murderers and set their city on fire. So here's the end result of dealing harshly with people that God sends to call us. God's invited us, and if we treat that with disdain, there is a punishment coming from God. And that's what this parable is about. Let's look again back in Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 9. And this is a prophecy that God made through Isaiah. And he said, "Go and tell this people. Keep on listening, but do not perceive. Keep on looking, but do not understand." Now let's go to Acts 28 and verse 24. Acts 28, starting in verse 24. "And some were being persuaded by the things spoken, but others would not believe. And they did not agree with one another and began leaving after Paul had spoken one parting word. The Holy Spirit rightly spoke through Isaiah the prophet to your fathers. Go to this people and say, you will keep on hearing, but will not understand. And you will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull, and their ears they scarcely hear. And they have closed their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn again, and I should heal them. Let it be known to you, therefore, that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will also listen." And when he had spoken these words, the Jews departed, having a great dispute among themselves. The Jews kept hardening their necks. They wouldn't listen to the messengers that God would send. And as a result of that, God sent his messengers to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles were preached the gospel. And the Jews that did that made a huge mistake. Let's go back to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1. And in this one, God tells how he is so easily offended by things that we can do. In Proverbs chapter 1, starting in verse 24, he says, "Because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention. And you neglected all my counsel and did not want my reproof. I will even laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your dread comes." The people continually turn a blind eye to God's call, there could be a calamity waiting for them in the future. And so it's a good warning. It's something that we should pay attention to. I have a few more scriptures on this idea of rejecting God's call. Going again to Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28 and verses 12 and 13. He said to them, "Here is rest. Give rest to the weary. And here is repose." But they would not listen. So the word of the Lord to them will be order on order, order on order, line on line, a little here, a little there, that they may go and stumble backwards and be broken, snared, and taken captive. And this was the message, I believe, that he sent to Ephraim. But when people won't listen, in effect, that's what's happening. They're backsliding. They're actually stumbling backwards. And the end result is that they're lost. They're ensnared. They're taken captive. Jeremiah sends a warning in chapter 6 Jeremiah chapter 6 and in verse 16 through 19. Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. And I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. Therefore hear, O nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I am bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their plans, because they have not listened to my words, and as for my law, they have rejected it also. Another example of people refusing to follow God and then suffering the consequences of that, refusing to hear His call. In Jeremiah 35, and verse 17, it says, therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am bringing on Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the disaster that I have pronounced against them, because I spoke to them, but they did not listen, and I have called them, but they did not answer. And so again, Jerusalem was punished because they would not listen to the call of God. In going back to chapter 26, in verses 4 through 6, and you will say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I have been sending to you again and again, but you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and this city I will make a curse to all the nations of the earth. And so God tries over and over again to call people, to get their attention, to lead them to the ways of righteousness. But some people just refuse to be corrected and suffer the punishment. In Acts chapter 13, Acts chapter 13 and verse 46, again, an incident where the Jews were stiff-necked. And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, it was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, since you repudiate it and judge yourself unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. And so the Jews, again, would not listen to the people that God sent. So we have in there a number of warnings of things that can happen, judgments, calamities, problems, because God calls and people won't listen. Well, what is this calling of God? What does He call us to? What are the benefits of the call? Let's look at Romans. Romans chapter 8. Romans 8 and verse 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. So if we listen to the call and we respond to the call, then God works things out for the good. Things become good. And one of the requirements of that is to love God. We know that's the very commandment that God gave the Jews. Love God with your whole mind, your whole heart, and your whole strength. We need to love God. And then we're given a new purpose in life when He calls. We're given His purpose. We can forsake our own purpose and yield ourselves to the perfect purpose, a real purpose, an eternal purpose. If we look in Hebrews chapter 3, he speaks something to us here in verses 1 and 2, chapter 3 of Hebrews. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house. So our Savior was faithful. He wants us to consider that, I think, so we can emulate it, so we can be like Jesus. God wants to see faithful people, not stiff-necked people. In Philippians chapter 3, let's look at verses 12 through 14. This is the Apostle Paul, and he's making a statement here. He says, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So when God calls and he gives us his instruction through the Holy Scripture, we press on for that goal. We all know of people who tried it for a while and gave up. And that's sad. They're not here anymore. They don't follow Jesus anymore. But the admonition that the Apostle Paul gave was press on. Press on for the goal. Don't give up. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, let's look at verses 8 through 9. It says, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. Yes, there's going to be a little suffering. We're going to have to endure a little uncomfortableness. But it's a holy calling. It's not an ordinary calling. It's something that is eternal, that has a great reward, and even though we suffer a little bit now, it'll well be worth it later on. In 1 Peter chapter 5, let's look at verse 10. Verse 10 reads, and after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Now those who were stiff-necked, that we read about earlier, who refused to listen to God, they never got perfected. They never got confirmed. They were not strengthened and they were not established. But those who listen to the call, this is what they have to look forward to. It's the blessing. It's a blessing from God. In a moment here, I lost my place. All right. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse 12. And these are all verses that we're very familiar with. Verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. take hold of eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. This is the admonition that Paul gave to Timothy, but this would be applicable to any Christian. You know, I think back of the time when the Jews were supposed to go into the Promised Land, and he told them to go in and take possession. Wherever you plant your foot, that'll be yours. And here he's saying the same thing. Take hold of eternal life. Take possession of it. We all have a part in this. But we have to listen, and we have to apply the things we have heard. And then we can reap the benefits of that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, let's look at verses 9 through 12. It says, God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree, and there be no divisions among you. Now I mean this. You know, that is a good one, but that's not the one I wanted. I wonder if it's 2 Corinthians. Well, I must have wrote down the wrong thing, and I'm not sure what the right one is. Let's go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. And verses 2 and 3. It says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. And so here's the benefits of listening to the call. We are granted everything pertaining to life and godliness, as opposed to getting a calamity for stiffening our neck and refusing to listen. There's a blessing involved with heeding the call. Let's finish up in Revelation, because this is another call. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, in verse 17, this is God's message to the world. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes to take the water of life without cost. Here's the call. There's the benefit. And we can listen. And we can respond. Or we can be foolish like the Jews and reject it and not listen and suffer the consequences. I know everyone here just about has been Christian for a long time, but if there should be anyone who has not yet been immersed for the forgiveness of their sins and made part of God's calling, we would encourage you to come forward at this time. Or if you've been a Christian and you sometimes neglect the calling, don't listen as well as you could to the calling, and you would like the prayers of the church, we encourage you to come forward as we stand and sing this song.